Hello. Oh, man, that was some good tunage. You know what's funny is I'm going to be honest with you here. I just came into the radio station, set everything up, and that was playing on the Winamp that we have on our streaming, our non-streaming computer. So that's what you can listen to when there's no one here. And I heard that, and it was just so damn good. And isn't that nice to be at a place where you can come in and, like, some other DJ that you don't even know played some really, like, kick-ass music, and, you know, you even could maybe sort of use it, because I kind of sort of used it and played it for you, acting like it was mine. So I just wanted to give kudos to whoever that DJ was, but I'm not sure who it was. So, but thanks. That was awesome music. Hey, you're listening to KillRadio.org, Frequency and Phrenology with Katrina, the doctor, Dr. Groovy, that is. And you can check out more of stuff about me and medical stuff and other stuff at my website, Dr. Groovy, all spelled out, Dr. and then groovy.net, N-E-T. And it gives you even links to old shows. So it's good. It's really cool. And you should check it out just because it's me. So you may not like Muse, but they've got another album out. I don't have the other album out yet. So I'm playing you this, and we'll play more good stuff today. Love ya. Black Level Embassy, band from, I believe, Australia, who was here a little while ago. All right. Wow, we have a nice load of feedback right now. Okay, Kill Radio, keep on.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa, and one of her brothers was about outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. And a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our gun, then he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Got just as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a dreaming of a sweetheart too. We loped right back across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her pa. I found that girl with the golden hair, and she was a-riding on the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. I put a little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing around the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Conmigo, hermanita, ven nuestro propio animal. Canta a la gente pa' gratis. Hey, babe, what are we doing? City of dreams.
Drunk all your beer, go drown your empty cell. Tell me, you make this all go away.
night, my lovely little listeners. It's Dr. Groovy here. Oh, you know what I forgot to do a long, long time ago when I first started being here today? I forgot to give you my phone number because I know there are so many of you out there who are just panting to get on the phone and talk to me. And if you do, if you're so panting, maybe even drooling, the number is 213-252-0998. 213-252-0998. I also have the AOL Instant Messenger up at Kill Radio Station. Spell the whole thing out. And so yeah, you can do that. Other than that, I think I'm just playing a whole lot of music today. But it's all... See, I can't get to the place to get new music, and I'm not really fond of buying it off the net, so I've had a hard time keeping up to date with new music these days. I used to work at a radio station where it's like we got a constant load of new music, and we didn't have to do anything for it. It just came in, and I got used to that, and I got lazy, and so I just kind of forgot how to shop for music, so now I'm really lazy about it. So... You know, but I know I'm supposed to be talking about something more political right now anyway. You know, like the South Central Farm or something. To, you know, make sure that we stay politically relevant here at Kill Radio. But I you know, that's something else that I guess it's cool that other people want to do it. Kudos. More power to you. I hope you have fun. But I'm just, like, I get really tired of, like, fighting. And I feel like no matter how political you, no matter how calm you want a political discussion or argument or whatever you want to call it to be, it just, like, always gets personal. I mean, I don't know, maybe that's just me. I'm probably, like, super sensitive, but it seems like it gets, like, you almost can't get away from one of those conversations slash discussions slash arguments without somebody getting hurt, and I just hate that. I hate it. And I used to really like, you know, having these, you know, heavy-duty political talks with, like, a lot of references and things. But now it just seems so... Like, I guess, I've grown lazy, and I just don't want to go through that much effort to have a conversation anymore. And I had a teacher who was a Buddhist and told me a long time ago that... particularly I need to listen to silence, and these days I'm really feeling that and understanding that, which is funny because now I'm telling you all that while I'm talking over top of music, so you see the prevalence in me of wanting to have kind of noise, you know, activity going on around me all the time. But maybe that's not always such a good thing. So anyway, that was a little conversation for you to consider. If you have any comments, you can give me a call. And otherwise, just do with it what you want. You know, maybe it means something to you. Because really, when I do talk, I want to try to say something meaningful. And maybe that was meaningful for you. And I think that's what makes me feel the best here on my Frequency and Phrenology show. Is that sometimes I feel like maybe through talk, maybe through music, maybe through just the feeling of the whole thing, that it actually makes you, the listener, feel good, wrapped up and meshed with all of that, you know, the good music, good talk, good times, good vibes. You know what I'm saying? Good vibes, good vibes. I'm sending good vibes out to you because you deserve it. And because I take an hour and a half out of my week to sit here and tell you that and show you that. I want this show to be like a massage for your head, okay? And a nice pat on the back, a kiss on the cheek, just for you, because you deserve it. And in this world today, there's not enough love going on. And beyond all the political crap, I want to send out love to you and you and you, all four of you who are listening, and anyone else beyond that, because everyone needs it. Everyone needs more and more and more, and that's going to be my new crusade. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. And that's worth a lot more than war. Damn it. Makes me so mad. Okay, so you are listening to the lovely Ulrich Schnaus right now. Before that, in my stellar combining of musical genres, I had Mudhoney right before Ulrich Schnaus. And Nine Inch Nails before that. And Mezclaw before that. British She Power. Hedwig and the Angry Inch, the soundtrack. And before that, Wolf Mother. Before that, the Pixies. What? Where can you get a better musical massage for your mind? Right? That's what I'm bringing to you, my Kill Radio listeners. I love you so much. I want you to be happy and be well. So now, sit back, give a moment, and listen to the love.
Say, naked lady, naked lady, I can see. Say, naked lady, naked lady, you can be.
Too long. Teenage America.
Thank you.
lovely little listeners who I know like feedback. I know you like feedback like I feedback, which is why I try to make it so that my microphone feeds back just for you. Just so you can listen to that warm hum that sometimes progresses into a piercing, shrill, knife-like feeling in your ear. That's what I'm trying to help you out with today because, you know, like I said, I love you. I love you all out there because you take the time. Because you take the time to attach your ear to a speaker that is attached to your computer, meaning that you have to be attached to a computer somehow, and you're still listening. And that's so special to me. That makes me warm in my heart. And some of you even communicate with me, which makes me feel like I'm a part of the rest of the world when I'm sitting here in this little studio with no one around, a whole hour and a half on my own, with no one else around except for me and my music and the faceless, nameless listeners. It's a beautiful scenario, isn't it? You may know me as Dr. Groovy. I'm here to help you out with many things, medical, physical, metaphysical, phrenological, whatever they may be. I can help you because I have that power, and I would love to impart that power upon you so you can be a part of that power too. We all can. We all can. We can work together, and we can be a part of the power together, and that's the way it should be. And this is part of the power. Internet radio, where you can do what you want, when you want. No one says anything to you about it. Well, they may, but you don't have to listen to them. It's the greatest part about it. So I'm playing Rapoon right now, which is some of this ambient kind of background noise music sort of stuff, but stuff I love, like Gyral and Scorn. Good stuff, good stuff. And you heard Meat Beat Manifesto before that, The Rapture, and Portishead before that, Mooney Suzuki, that was that Naked Girl song, I just thought that would be funny to play, and My Bloody Valentine in that little set that was set just for you. Here's what I'm going to try to do next. I'm going to try to switch over to a different computer and play something by Adrianus from the MySpace page of AREF. If you want to go there, you can check it out. This is going to be a song called Despite the Time, which hopefully will play without a hitch. And if it doesn't, you may be hearing from the Japanese band Sushi Ma Mire right afterwards. Okay? Love ya. We'll be right back. All right, so I tried to get that MySpace song on there, and it didn't work out. It's still loading, so if it ever loads up, I will certainly play it, but unfortunately it just keeps loading and loading and loading, which of course may be the computer here, because it's a sad computer. So here's me, haha, and an old band. Bye.
Yeah. 37 years old, aging alternative icon, kind of, you know, kind of getting gray, kind of getting a little soft in the head. I'd be taking out ads. Aging alternative icon. Wants and lots of it. Please, 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 bring it in, bring it in, bring it in. Run at me, that damn thing. You know, life is short. Get off as much as possible. So I would not be subtle. How awesome would it be to be bisexual? To walk into a room and just go, all right. Oh, yeah. I've heard that there's a publication in San Francisco, which I've never seen. It's apparently a bisexual publication. It's called Anything That Moves. F***ing awesome!
That was some Henry Rollins talking to you about being bisexual and being gay and how great it could be. And it's Katrina. The Dr. Groovy is signing out for Saturday evening, July 22nd, with some hot love with T-Rex coming out to you hot and hard all the time, but especially 4:30 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturdays. Smashing Pumpkins, Breach, Sushi Madmire, lots more fun. Couldn't get the MySpace page to play, but hey, them's the breaks, eh? See you next week. Kill Radio.